now for our exclusive one-on-one interview with head coach Chip Kelly here in studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, and thanks for joining us. Coach, good job with the run game, a lot of production lately. Can you talk about the progress you've made in that department?
I don't think there's progress made. We led the National Football League in rushing, so I don't know why people keep asking about our run game. We got the best running back in the league, and we run it all the time. So I think what we did on Sunday was typical of what we normally do.
But the numbers early in the season weren't quite to the level of where they've been the last few games here. It's been huge numbers.
There's been games like that. I don't think they're huge numbers. I mean, we ran for what we consider is normal for us around there. So I think we're doing a better job, but it's kind of what we expect around here.
Deep group of running backs, Chip. How do you go about, you know, finding a rhythm for them, keeping them fresh? Do you go with a hot hand? Can I just talk about how you want to keep those guys going?
Deuce handles all of that, so I just call the plays, and it's over in a game. It doesn't matter to me who's in. We call plays. Every running back can run every play, so Deuce just rotates those guys on how he feels he needs to put them in a game.
You mentioned the other day that you had seen Mark Sanchez since his high school days. What traits has he carried through from those days?
He's very athletic. You know, you can watch. He's got a real athleticism in terms of how he drops and how he gets rid of the ball. He's got a very quick release. I think he's an accurate passer. You know, now getting to know him since he's been here since last April, he's very sharp from a football standpoint. He's got a great background. Obviously, he came from a really good college program in USC that taught him. He learned a lot of really good things when he was with the Jets. So when he came in here, he can really speak the language. He can talk. He's been exposed to a lot of different things. And he's got a wealth of experience because he's played so much in this league. You know, there's not many guys that have played as much football as him that ever became available. You know, he's been to two AFC championship games, so he's a playoff-tested quarterback. He's got over 60 wins in the National Football League. So, you know, he's everything we thought we were going to get when we got him here. I've always said you needed two quarterbacks. And the fact that he had to go in the game for us, I've always felt like if he went in the game, it would just be like another starter going in the game. And that's what he showed when he got in there against Houston.
Not every team has been successful in building depth at the quarterback position. You've done that here. Can you talk about that, the process of identifying?
I think when I first got here, we were fortunate as we had two starting quarterbacks in Nick and Mike. And then when Mike chose to go elsewhere, it was a real position for us that we wanted to go get somebody. And the fact that Mark was available and fit what we were looking for just worked out for us.
On the defensive side, replacing D'Amico Ryans, talk about the strength that you see from the group that's out there and just overcoming his absence.
Real good, solid football players. Both Acho and Casey are smart. They're intuitive football players. They've got a really good feel for what we're doing defensively. They've both been in the system for 2 years now, so they got a real good understanding of what Billy and Coach Minner are trying to get accomplished there. And they all kind of work off each other. And I think, obviously, Michael Kendricks, who's been in there the whole time, played a really good game for us on Sunday against Houston in his first extended time from being back. You know, has grown as since we've been with him, you know, because he's in his second year in the system. So obviously you're going to miss D'Amico's leadership. You're going to miss D'Amico's calmness out there. Kind of everybody kind of looks to him to make the calls. But I think those other guys are ready to step up and do their job.
What are you seeing in the run defense? It's been outstanding all season.
Same thing we've said since day one. I think our starts with our defensive line. They've done a great job. In base defense, all three of those guys, actually all six of those guys who end up rotating in there. Our outside linebacker play has been outstanding in terms of setting the edges and keeping the ball inside and in front of us and what we want to do. And I think we're getting real good safety play out of Malcolm Jenkins, from play that we didn't get a year ago. So, you know, Malcolm and Nate are doing a really good job. So we got everybody playing really good team run defense.
Carolina Panthers in town on Monday night. What are you seeing from that football team?
Good football team, very good defensively, probably has the best linebacker in the league in Luke Kuechly. He's averaging over 10-plus tackles a game since he's been in here. He was the leading tackler in college football for three straight years. He's the leading tackler in the NFL. He's just one of those guys that's always around the ball, very instinctive player. Set a record last year with the most tackles. I think last year he had 24 tackles in one game. The other linebacker, Thomas Davis, is an outstanding player himself. They got a real good solid front four in front of them that protect them very well. The offensive side of the ball, it obviously revolves around Cam Newton, who's one of the most dynamic two-way players at the quarterback position in this league. He can beat you running. He can beat you throwing. He's a very productive thrower. We've got two really good running backs in D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, so it should be a heck of a game. We're excited about going out on Monday night in front of our fans.
Latest addition to the roster, Chris Prusinski. Can you talk about what you like about him? What he adds here?
Outstanding special teams player. You know, real four-core team special teams player. We'll add depth for us at the safety position behind Nate and Malcolm. But will really be able to plug in right away as a special teams player. And he's a bigger body. He's a 6'2", 210-pound safety. So he's bigger than the safeties that we have right now. So he'll be able to help a little bit, maybe take a load off some of the linebackers in terms of some of the special teams. If Casey and Nacho are playing a little bit more there, he can play some of the bigger special teams positions. He's not a smaller guy. So real excited to get him in here. Was a productive player, started for the Jaguars, just got caught up with an injury, so he was available for us. We worked him out last week, and when we had a roster spot open with D'Amico, obviously we thought he was the best position to bring in, especially from a special team standpoint.
All right, it's Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Panthers. Coach Chip Kelly, we thank you for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.